Want to spend more time in the great outdoors? Join our family as we share insights, suggestions, and highlights of our adventures. It's time now for Glampin' and River Roamin' with the Tilleries. All right, River Roamers and Glampers, we're back.
Back at it again.
And Michael, River Roamin' with the Tilleries. Super excited to give you an update. So we took a long trip to the Panhandle for the summer, and I think we're going to break it down into three compartments.
It makes sense.
Because we had three different experiences.
Three different stops.
And the first one was a long journey after Mom worked really late the night before and had a colleague stay over where
us... Yeah, and I don't know why it always happens that we have a colleague stay over every time before we go on a long journey, but...
It seems to work out that way. Anyhow, the next morning, my friend had to leave. My mother-in-law was coming in. We had to get up. We had to get the child up. And we had to set out for a long journey. Nothing went exactly according to plan first thing that morning. And
actually, we left right on time.
Ish.
Almost forgot the dang boat keys.
Almost.
For an 8-day trip.
That would have been hellacious.
Luckily, your boy Michael left the step stool that we usually bring with us, leaned up in the garage. So when we left and I went to go shut the garage wouldn't shut. So then I was like,
I made a terrible noise.
And then Anna was like, did you remember the boat keys? And I forgot the whole boat bag late hanging on the back of our
door.
Laundry room, bathroom door. I was like, nope, I got them. Nope, everything's all good.
Heaven's sakes. So we did end up forgetting the dog food. We only brought half of the amount of dog food we had purchased. Anyways, so we journey, and it's going to be, it says on the GPS, 7 hours. So we know it's going to be a little bit longer. Because we're towing the boat and the camper. Well, we were just outside of Cross City when we blew a trailer tire. That's the second one for the year, and both times in months that begin with the letter J. January and July.
It was a good thing we didn't do it in June, too.
Valid.
We handled this one quick, though. Nobody got stuck. If you listen to past podcasts, we were only driving one truck. Everybody was in one vehicle. Charlie was able to jump out. We got it changed out in a half hour. And we were on 60. Were we on 60? I think we were on...
The term... Well, no.
No, we weren't 98. On the turnpike. We were on 98. So there was a little turnoff there.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Boom, boom. You know, obviously, somebody as handy as me has all the...
Tools.
The tools of...
And him and Charlie are great
the
team.
The camping and boat trade.
I capture a picture through the mirror on our video posts. It's fun to see.
You know, and just to say, Anna's like, oh my God, it's a 7-hour drive. Oh my God, oh my God. I'm the only one driving, the only one stressed out through this whole thing. With a camper in the back of the truck, towing a boat. Everybody else is on their phones or sleeping.
Or serving up snacks or having great conversation. I didn't sleep a wink. I was a good co-pilot.
Or I got Morgan Wallen keeping me company, which is always good.
Anyhow, I was a great co-pilot.
You did good.
We make it to the Auchlockany State Park, and we sense that it's quite rural, and it's in the Big Bend area of Florida. And you can tell it's not a
just
whole lot
just
of
just past
commerce.
The armpit.
Yeah. And a lot of commerce or business, but it was a long road to get to the campground, and this particular state park had a lot of potholes. And again, this could have been after massive storms. You know, they too were hit pretty hard with some recent storms, 2018, 2019. So there's just things that are at the bottom of the to-do list. But it is kind of difficult when you're bringing through a trailer. And this boat ramp is a very popular boat ramp, so everyone's bringing through a trailer. Which we soon found out bright and early Saturday morning the next day. But we got there, and we got to set up camp, and it was a cozy little campground.
At the Chocolockany?
Auchlockany.
That's what I said. Auchlockany State Park. Mm-hmm. And now this is where we started our whole adventure. It was going to just state parks. Now, every river you go down, you can always stay at a state park. So I was super excited to go back to a state park because that's really what I love.
I think all of us were, yeah.
That's really what I love is state parks.
Yeah.
Although, on our last podcast, we stayed at a Corps of Engineers park, and those are pretty cool, too, but like we said, they're more concrete, and they're more thought out, for sure, because a bunch of engineers built it around a lock. But just going to a state park is really where it's at.
And so we were surrounded by trees, and we got a great spot. It literally seemed to have had a straight cut directly to the river.
The ranger at the gate said it was her favorite spot at the park, so we got lucky.
Mm-hmm. And a nice clean bathhouse, but it was rather buggy. It was a very buggy.
Oh, my God, we live in Florida. There's bugs. There was giant cockroaches. We call them palmetto bugs here in the South. And there were some
other... A lot of flying bugs, good-sized ones.
Yeah, but...
It was just a little obnoxious, honestly. It's when they're buzzing in your ear, it's obnoxious.
Well, they were buzzing in ears.
They were. But we had a great first night. We set up camp, and we got to go for long walks and all that. And we actually weren't even that hungry because we had just had stopped off for a little snack.
Because it was... A long-ass drive.
Right. It felt way further, and again, with the tire. So, we just had some salads. Mom had made some pre-made bag salad, which I like that idea. I'm totally going to do that again. Made some salad. We just had some salad. And then we checked the weather, and we knew that the next day was going to be a far more favorable day in the way of weather. So we were anxious to try and fish in the Gulf.
Like they say, though, folks, being a meteorologist is the only job you could have when you're wrong 50% of the time. So...
If not more.
It kept changing every couple hours you looked at it, and we got pretty lucky throughout this entire 8-day trip.
Yeah, we did. But we ended up using the boat ramp that was on property. We had to keep the boat with us at the campsite, so it didn't matter which one we went to first, but we just felt like the one closest to us was going to provide more islands, more swimming, than the ones that we were going to go to the second day, which required a bit of a drive and took the risk on the weather. So we made that calculated decision. Michael, of course, slept outside in all the bugs. I just don't understand it. But Charlie and I were cozy inside.
It's wonderful what a bunch of
and then
good company and liquor will do for you.
Yeah.
You just want to sleep out under the stars.
You were technically under a tent.
At least I do.
You were under a tent.
Whatever.
But it was intoxicating, the amount of stars.
Were amazing.
It was the craziest thing when we looked up that first night. It was like no storms, no clouds, just perfect clear sky.
No,
and there
no
were
light pollution, none. Just stars as far as the eye
Tens
can see.
Tens of thousands of stars. It
so
was
amazing.
Insanity.
Seen some shooting stars.
Yep.
I mean, it was amazing.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. So then the next day, though I could have left far earlier, I do believe we got an 11 a.m. start.
We did, and we got a late start kind of this whole trip, as we'll get into. But still, I mean, you're out there on the water, and you're out there for 5-6 hours, and the sun's not setting in this part of Florida until like 9 p.m. So it's all money. It's all good. I mean, you get out there at 11, and you're river roaming for 5 hours, and you come back in at 5 or 6, it's plenty of time to spend. And so obviously, river number 64 was...
The
Ocklockney River.
And they had a lot of islands on this little chain of rivers.
A lot of little sandy beaches.
Mm-hmm. So we went first on the Ocklockney for a while, and then we wanted to take a route towards the Gulf so that we could try and fish that salt water. And so
we did buy some shrimps.
Mm-hmm.
And tried to get out there, but then we wanted to go around through the Dead River so we could hit number 65. We went the wrong way at first, had to turn around, and we went up the Dead River, which was number 65, and then the Dead River empties out into the Sopchoppy River, which is the town that is closest to the state park, Auckland.
Auckland.
I can't say it, folks. It's
close to the city, right?
Sopchoppy is the city, and so the Sopchoppy River was number
65.
65, right. No. Auckland was 64, Dead River was 65, Sopchoppy was
66.
You were totally right, yeah.
And then that took us right into the Gulf, which I thought it was very fitting
the bay.
And I thought it was very fitting because the moment we crossed into that bay off of the Sopchoppy, it became choppy as all get out.
Yeah, it did. Anna was like, so, honey, Charlie was like taking a nap at this point. But we're trying to get to like a bridge, and I knew there was a bridge up there, and I was trying to get to it, and I did. I gave it the old college try to get to it, and then we were probably like a half mile out from the bridge, and it just got so dang choppy in that channel on our little pontoon boat. And I was just getting splashed with wave after wave after wave. I was like, sorry, bud. I'm going to have to turn around. And we had to turn around. And it was just so choppy. And Anna was like, thank the Lord, baby Jesus.
Right? And we're going to have to sit under this, under the bridge? Oh. And it got really shallow very quick. Like, we underestimated. This was our first time going into one of the bays. And we went into several more thereafter, but it was a good learning lesson.
So, good learning lesson. If you're ever in the Sopchoppy Bay, I mean, I'm going to have to look up the name of that bay. But the channel followed. It didn't go down the center of the bay. It followed the homes. So, a lot of big homes with big boats. And the channel followed because you could just tell, like, obviously, that HOA, wherever those homes are, they only pay to dredge. Right there where they're, you know, gonna in their boat launches and boat docks and stuff like that. So we had to follow all that. And it was, you know, it's always a learning experience when you're river roaming and you've never been in the waters previously.
Right. So then we circled back and found an island. And this allowed us a chance to let Seeger roam, for us to float. Get a little water time, get a little slider sandwich time before going in, because the weather was starting to shift, remember?
But thereafter, we went back in and we went down the Sopchoppy River more, and there's two parts to the Dead River, so we hit both of them. So we kind of hit the Dead River twice. Mm-hmm. So we came in on one, and then we went down the Sopchoppy a little more, and then went down the Dead River the other way,
which was super cool. A lot of tall cattails, really beautiful landscape.
Flatlands, kind mm-hmm. of, yeah. Kind of like Tamaka.
Yeah, kind of like the Tamaka, yeah.
It really was.
Mm-hmm. And then we get in, and we were in before the storm came that night.
Under our tent.
Yep. And the protection of lots of trees.
Waiting to cook, still daylight.
But that was really cool.
Storm came through, and then we were good to chill for the rest of the night.
Oh, yeah, you did your country style rib things. Those are so good.
And then we met Mr. Witt.
Yeah, the neighbor.
And he was very witty.
He was very witty. And he was a sharks fisherman.
Yeah, he retired.
He and his wife.
Retired mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a big old, like, 98, 50 foot. Bouncer RV, and he came over and was chatting it up with us and showing us a bunch of pictures. Just a retired guy roaming around with his wife and their camper.
And they bicycle everywhere, too.
Yes.
Dipping their bike.
Pretty cool.
So then the next morning, we definitely knew that the storm was coming in the morning time. So.
And it did, just like the meteorologist said.
Uh-huh.
It came, it rained like crazy. We probably didn't go out until, like, we were going to wait and try and hit it, because obviously we're going to the next place. This is our first stop in an 8-day trip. And we were going to wait to go out that Monday morning, but we waited for the rain to go, and we didn't go out until like 1 o'clock that next afternoon. And it worked out perfect.
Yeah. That did. And we had to drive to get to the boat ramp because we needed to go into another city to hit three more rivers. And That was the morning that we had the hot dogs for brunch. We called it camping brunch.
Right before the rain came, mm-hmm. I finally pulled myself out of bed and made some hot dogs and had some pasta salad.
Mm-hmm, tuna pasta salad. And then ate that like a, I don't know, 10:30. And then we all crawled in to watch a movie. And I mean, it came
what
down.
What movie did we watch?
Something about a reenactment city. Oh, Andy Griffith's show.
Yeah, it was about, it was a reenactment about Andy mm-hmm. Griffith.
Anyhow. And then once the movie was over, we emerged, the storm passed, and we were ready to go. It was perfect.
Cool, let's go.
So then.
By the way, there were no mimosas to be found during our hot dog brunch.
Yeah, not a one.
I was a little disappointed. Not even a Bloody Mary.
No. I know. But we crawled back in and got cozy. And then, anyways, so we get to Carabel, the town of Carabel. And you can tell it was a very historical seaside village. It was the home of Negro baseball for Florida. They were very proud of that. It was on all of their historical signs, and they had a museum.
Now, we're not racist. It literally said Negro baseball, folks.
Correct. And, but it was, you could tell that it probably had been hit hard by Hurricane Michael back in 2018. This whole neck of the woods.
Yeah, so this is up in the panhandle, yeah. And it wasn't 2018. It was like 2021 that Michael came through there. Yeah. 2020 or 2021, Michael came through there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Regardless, a lot of people left town, you could tell. But they had some small little seafood restaurants, cute things. You could tell that they were trying to make a resurgence. Now, this area is also known as the Forgotten Coast.
Right.
And that's outside of Apalachicola and stuff. So
I'll
never
forget it.
Right? I'm not forgetting anything about it.
It was very beautiful.
It has a great charm about it. So we put in at the City Marina. It was honor system to use it. So we put our money in the envelope.
It was such an interesting boat launch. Mm. I mean, it was probably at a 45-degree angle. So were the parking slips. And now when we're launching these now, I still have the camper on the back of the truck. Mm-hmm. Launching into a 45-degree angle boat launch. I mean, steep as all get up. And
we don't have 4x4.
Our little Chevy Silverado handles it good, though.
Mm-hmm. And then we set off. We followed the channel markers, especially having learned through the bay.
Well,
it was similar.
Your Captain Michael went straight into the sandbar. And then I started, realizing, oh, no, here's the channel markers. Same thing along the sides of the bank where everybody's at. Oh, my goodness. Honey, look at the color outside right now.
That's beautiful.
The sun's setting here right now, folks.
It's glowing.
In Florida at 8:08 p.m., and it's just, glowing like an amber. It's very pretty.
Anyway, yeah, little sandbar action. But then we picked up our pace, and there was a lot of houses being updated or fixed as we meandered down the Carabel. And that made Carabel number 67.
It did. Did we stop and fish that day? We did. We still had live shrimp. I feel like we did under that bridge.
Oh, no, we did out in the big water.
And Charlie caught a couple little,
grouper. He caught a small grouper.
Small grouper, little whiteys, mm-hmm. and some little snapper.
Yeah. And then we found that island and we found all the bottles.
Oh, and then, yeah. We still have those bottles.
But now we're just skipping ahead. So we were down the Carabel 67, and then we passed mile marker 68 just as we went to the left a smidge and went on the 68th river.
Yeah, that happened twice to us then.
And so that's the new river of Franklin County.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went down that a ways, saw some families coming out and fishing and going on their boat. That was cool. I love seeing homes on the water lived in, so oftentimes they just seem so quiet. And then we doubled back through a bayou and then went to river number 69, the Crooked River, which had this beautiful, like, hillside almost. And then at the top of the hillside with all these exposed wildflowers is a campsite, Michael said, right? Like, with the grill and everything, right? And you took Seeger up there and you played fetch.
Oh, so that was up the Wakulla River?
No, that was up the Crooked River, number 69.
69, but,
it was just beautiful.
Oh, the island up the Crooked River, right. And then we stopped there. And he was jumping down the cliff to go catch a stick, right. I was drawing a blank there for a second, folks, but now it's all coming back to me. Got it. Charlie went up there, too, for a little bit, mm-hmm. and it was just like one little campsite at the end of a road.
Well, all three of my boys peed on a tree, if that means anything.
Oh, the same tree, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. But there was just this road that ended that one little campsite. It was just a little picnic bench, a fire pit, and a barbecue grill. And probably just free to first come, first serve. Nice flat area.
Beautiful land. I mean, just beautiful views once you got to the top.
Yeah.
So then the weather was pretty overcasty, and we came back, and it was getting late because we didn't start till 1. So we stopped at the IGA, which I am now the biggest fan of IGA, which is the
International
Independent Grocers Association.
Right.
And having earlier June... Sorry, yeah, at the end of June, the beginning of July, having gone to Canada with our son Charlie and then meeting up with Dad and the extended family in Michigan and Franklin, Michigan, which was fun, I have a newfound appreciation for IGA. They saved the day. IGA saved the day. So when I knew that Carabel not only had an IGA, but it was directly across the street from the marina, I was elated to go there and purchase some milk and just a couple other small staples that we needed. Knowing that we were leaving that next day.
Forgot the water.
Had to go back in and get the water. I remembered the milk.
And as she was giving me so much crap at our last stop prior to that I forgot the water. She went in and did the same thing.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we got back that evening, and it was grilled chicken on the smoker, and it was delicious. Our camp host, by the way, there at Ocklockney was on point. He delivered the wood. The wood bundles were only $5. We got to burn all of our wood that evening and just have a really grand old time. But with the cloud cover, you didn't see the stars the same way. So thank goodness we had that first magical night to witness that, because thereafter we never saw the sky like that again.
No, it was all cloud every night.
Mm-hmm. Regardless, it was a wonderful stay. Ocklockney was in that more rural landscape of Sopchoppy when we drove the back roads and then to in the Coastal 98 again, touched into that to get to Carabel. It was all, you can tell, really up and coming. They were making a resurgence. So congratulations to them, and hats off to Ocklockney.
Ocklockney State Park, it's a must go, folks.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a Choppy Inspire Camp and Corny.
Straight out of Sop Choppy. Hey, honey, you remember that cartoon you made about a lumberjack?
Yeah, but the animation was choppy and the voice acting was wooden. Thanks for tuning in.
If you dig it, please subscribe.
And be sure to check us out online at riverromanwiththetilleries.com.